Hello, hello, hello. Here's what you need to do. Go to this here website. AceTJ.com/gift. AceTJ.com/gift. That is where you can find the stuffs that you need for the perfect gift for the man in your life. Distill is what it's called. It's the brand, and it's the Wally Jr. is what I have that goes on to my phone with a very strong magnet. So you just carry your most important cards right there. You hear how strongly that snaps on it? So it's just like a whoop. Wait, then I dropped it. Hold on. Like this? Mm-hmm. Wait.
Oh, there it goes.
There it goes, yeah. Seems like, though, with the magnet, you have to actually get it close to the surface of what you're trying to stick it to before it works. Mm-hmm. You can't just drop it like 5 inches apart and expect it to catch. That's on me.
Yeah. How do magnets work? Hey, Siri.
Tell me. Sorry. It's made of really nice leather, and, you know, guys don't want the big bulge of a wallet in their pocket, making their buttocks look oddly shaped. You know, men want that smooth little curve in their buttocks. They don't want a big thick wallet sticking out there. And when you use the promo code ACETJ, you will get 20% off. 20% off. ACETJ.com/gift. ACETJ.com/gift. Promo code ACETJ. It's called the Wally Jr. MagSafe phone wallet. No little cheapo creepo thing either. It's nice, real nice. So, 15 types of annoying people. Whew. We're up to number 2 today. So, that means we're almost finished. Yesterday's annoying people entry was interviewers, people who treat conversations with you like an interview rather than a conversation. The day before that, it was close talkers, number 4. So what is it today? I don't know. I don't know how people are going to take this one. I think most people will agree with this, but other rude people won't.
Uh-oh.
Rude people won't get it, Riggins.
Okay.
Hopefully you're not one of those.
We're going to find out.
So we'll get into that next. TJ's Fanatico Podcast. 15 types of annoying people. This could be one of the most irritating for me on the whole list, Riggins. And you know this. I say this all the time. I'll just call them the because you're old people.
Mm, mm-hmm. I know this one. You've talked about this one.
Yeah, it's whenever somebody is saying that you're wrong, it's because you're old. Whatever opinion you have is no good because you're old. They can't, it's not argue with you about the context or any of that of what it is you're saying. They just say, it doesn't matter. You're just old. And I don't care that I'm old. That's not that at all. It's just a frustration of somebody dismissing what I'm saying because they're not smart enough to come up with an argument against it. They just have to say it's because you're old. That's the only argument they have. It's like somebody who wants to make a cutting, witty remark about something, but they don't have it in them. So what do they say? Oh, too many jokes. Too many jokes. That means when somebody says too many jokes, that means they can't come up with one joke. So to cover for that, they say, oh, it's too many jokes. Too many jokes. You should stop them and go, okay, well, give me one. They can't do it.
I got time.
Same with people who, if you've got something that you're making a point about and they just say, because you're old, that means they can't argue the substance of what it is that you're talking about. In my opinion, you're just old.
Has somebody done that to you recently, or has that happened, or is...
Alexis used to do it all the time, but she did it, I think, because she knew that it aggravated me. Mm-hmm. Alexis that worked on our show.
Yeah.
But no, most people, Riggins, when I'm talking about things, I mean, they're just alert and attentive and just absorbing all of it.
Laser locked.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
And I can recall a few times where you have kind of egged Alexis on to be that way toward Ace or me because you thought it was funny. And then, you know, we're both like goofing on us. Mm-hmm. But like I say, I'm never going to learn anything from a young person. So
right.
It's impossible for me to learn something from a young person.
Right.
Yeah. It's because I'm old. And people, well, what about computers? And da-da-da-da. No, I can't learn anything from an old person. I mean, from a young person.
Or an old person.
Yeah. But I'm just aggravating on that. But life stuff, you know, things about life, I really don't think that there's anything anybody under 30 is going to, any kind of life lesson they're going to teach me.
Yeah. You're pretty clear about that.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that I don't think they're smart or that they're not better, that I don't think they're better than me, than I am at other things. But just when it comes to like the things that my wife and I would argue about, you know, driving, you shouldn't have said that. This is going this way. I would never have those arguments with a person under 30.
Hmm. Really? That is interesting.
Yeah. Life lesson kind of things. I'm, you know, a person under 30, I just don't believe is going to be able like to know more than I know about life.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Unless, I mean, I'm talking about general life, but if you're a 30-year-old who, when you were in your 20s, worked as a hitman, And you went through a life of, you know, 4 or 5 years where you were killing people and you learned something from that experience, then I could learn something from you about what you learned there. But I mean, just in general living, you know, working, playing, different life lessons that aren't specific like that. No, I don't think a 30-year-old's going, that's why, If you're an age gap couple and one person being way older than the other, I don't know how they argue. I don't know how that even happens. Because if I'm the older person, I'm not going to engage in it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, okay. It's because you're young. That's what I tell them. It's because you're young. So like, what do you other than technology and things like that, what do you ever find yourself teaching your parents anything about life?
Not really.
No.
Mm-mm. But they've not, I'm not one to give unsolicited advice.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't happen. I don't have the opportunity to get that reaction. Yeah. Very much. But I understand why you'd be frustrated by it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I used to give unsolicited advice. I don't anymore. Yep. No. Because I don't care.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But I realize like a lot of people don't like that.
No. Mm-mm. But if somebody dismissed my advice as you just don't understand, I'd go, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then don't ask me. Leave me alone. I wasn't looking for you. You came up to me.
I really don't have many people anymore asking for my advice about stuff. every now and then my daughter will come to me for something. My son, he's so low key about everything. I guess he never needs any advice.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Kind my wife does though. My wife needs it from me a lot, needs advice.
But
she never asks.
She never asks.
No.
I can help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Would you say you're open to different ideas, just in general?
Yeah.
You would?
Like, but it depends on what it is, though.
Well sure, but you're open to learning new things. And
sure. Yeah. I mean, it's just like with cooking. I watch so many of those videos, and I learned things from some of them, and then others I look at like, it's ridiculous. You're an idiot. You shouldn't be in the kitchen without supervision because you're going to hurt yourself.
But like about less technical than that, like more, can you learn things about life? Let's say it's an older person giving you the advice. Do you take things and go, oh, I can learn from that?
Yeah.
You do.
Okay. Uh-huh. I feel like that, and I always have thought, if you shut yourself down from being able to learn something every day or throughout the day, then you're really closing windows.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to get all Dr.
But Phil. I won't ever give them credit. No. I don't want anybody thinking they're smarter than I am.
Yeah, everybody hates the smartest person in the room.
I'm just kidding. I really, you know, if somebody tells me something that I can use, I'll take it from them.
You will.
Yeah, if they're not young.
If they're not young, right.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. Well,
gross. Young people are gross.
Yeah, that's going to be number one. Annoying people, young people.
I'm just poking the fun at them. See, young people get aggravated quickly too. You know, you can't joke with a lot of young people, especially if you're old, because they automatically young people automatically think old people are. You know, if you're old, you're racist and homophobic and, you know, all of these things. So they're more closed-minded to an older person trying to tell them something. Because they're so used to, you know, they've been taught that everything before 1999 was racist, homophobic, oppressive, misogynistic, all of that. So you can come at it at a disadvantage to begin with. When if they would listen to me, they would be so much better off in life.
And how do you advise they listen to you? Through the show?
No, I invite people to reach out to me personally.
You do?
Yeah. I would love that. I'd love to help young people.
How would they do that? You'd have to get into your email. Which would require you to ask a young person to get in to check it.
Well, I said I don't mind. I don't mind the technology stuff asking young people. Just life lessons.
Life lessons.
Yeah.
Life lessons.
Like, don't tell me how to converse with the server at the restaurant.
Mm.
You know, I know how to do that. Okay. I know how to look for things in a grocery store. I know... You know, how to speak to people.
Yeah.
I got you. I know phone etiquette.
Right.
So get off my lawn and stay off of it. And I mean that. Okay, so we'll finish out the list, thank God, tomorrow for the 15 types of annoying people. We'll see you then.